Okay, so we're picking up now with Rosh Hashanah, the Shira of Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, who also presents three Mahalchim to explain what Tosos means when he distinguishes, or more correctly, what the Balei Tosos mean when they distinguish between the Rov by Dayanim and Rov in our Gemara's case. All right, someone want to read perhaps the Kuntres HaSveikos?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, Avi, thank you. Kuntres HaSveikos.
We can just say it was Hevi Sham B'Shei Maharam Chaviv Le Teretz.
Maharam Chaviv.
Maharam Chaviv Le Teretz.
That's how it is.
So it comes to answer.
Quoted from this Maharam Chaviv a Teretz, an approach to explain the distinction that Tosos strikes.
De Shaini Dayanim De Dinhu De Tzrichim Miyot HaDayanim Lahaskim Im Haruv.
Right. This is what we saw when he says, we saw this inside, the first day we did this sugya, when he says that the miyut has to be mevatel its das to the svar of the rov. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what he's describing here. That midin, as far as the halacha goes, the miyut has to be meshavet itself, has to subjugate itself to the rov. Okay.
The lahachi mahani rov dayanim bein benefashos ubein b'mamon.
Right, now that's the way that the bezin has to function. So you can have a rov of dayanim in a fashos or mamonis case because the rov basically swallows up the minority because they have to mevatel themselves to the rov.
Demedin achrei rav in lahatos.
Based on the principle of Acharav Lahatos.
Dinhu, Ditzrichim Hamiyot Lehaskim, Lehaskim. Lebesov Lepaskehem.
At the end, ultimately, the Miyot has to concede to the Psak of the majority, to the Rov.
V'nimsa Shekulan Poskim Kain.
See, again, this is similar to what we saw expressed by the Rav, that as far as the din, the psak is concerned, it's the psak of Bezdin. The miyut is mevatel itself to the rov, and then there's the psak of Bezdin. Okay? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead.
The ein zed dinei nefashos o hatzos mamon.
Al pi harov. It's not that the extraction of money or the meeting out of a death penalty is being done based on rov. That's important. And we saw this previously also. It's not that the...
Just the psak halacha.
Exactly. The psak is produced by rov, backroom rov. Right? Rov is a factor that inspires the psak in Bezdin. But it's not rov that's the mechanism that's being used to extract the monies from the party in question, or to mete out the death penalty, as the case may be.
What's it called?
Al pi kulam. No, the bezin is what's saying there should be a psak of misa. The bezin is what's saying there should be a psak of chayiv or a psak of pater. Right? The bezin. What about the rov? No. Once you get to Psak, there's no more Rov. Rov is just in behind closed doors. Right? The Miyot is Mevatel Sof to the Rov. Let's just read a little bit further, and then we'll take your
question.
Ulahachi, skip to the Ulahachi.
Ulahachi, lo shayach lemelof, midayanim l'shar Rov da'alma.
Right, so you can't tell me, hey, let's learn from Kal v'chomer, from the Fashos, that there should also be Rov by Kad and Chavis. No. You're not going to learn from a case of Dayanim to a case of regular Rov, Ruba D'Alma.
But why not?
Because it's different.
But
keep reading.
Okay.
Debashah
Ruba.
Debashah
Ruba be'emez ein ha'miyot maskim l'harov.
Right? It's not working the same way. When there's a minority of people that say, when I say barrel, I mean pitcher. Right? When I say chavis, I mean kad. There's a minority, let's say. Now, does that minority cease to exist because there's a rov that says it the other way?
No.
In Bezdin, Does their minority cease to exist because there's a rule that says otherwise?
Yes.
That's why you can't learn one from the other. These are two different types of rov. In Dayanus, the miyat ceases to exist. The mavatal das, rubu kakulo, however you want to learn. You want to learn like Reb Chaim, you want to learn like the Kunshus of Sveikos. Either way, the minority no longer is a separate entity from the rov. Masha Einkein, in the realm of Kad versus Chavis, we have a minority that says one way and a majority that says the other way. We don't say the minority ceases to have its own identity. We don't say it's swallowed up by the rove. No. It's just that the rove says one way, and they acknowledge that there's a miyat that says it the other way. The miyat says it the other way, and they acknowledge that there's a rove that says it the other way. Ve'en l'melech midayonim. V'chiyai gavna. The hochem b'manach rove. We're now on the top of page Kuf, Tzadi Tess. For those following along, and those that should be, top of Kuf Tzadi Tess.
The Efshar Daka B'dayanim Hachihu, Kevan Delibisov Iga Kula Velo Nishar Hamiyot Klam.
Alright, there is no more Miyot. There's no more row for that matter. There just is. There just is a Psak of Bezdin.
Kidei Le Hasmich Le Hachazaka.
Right? There's no miyat to say miyat plus chazaka is stronger than rov. No. There's nothing like that. There's no rov versus miyat. There's just bezdin.
Mashein gehem bishar rov da'adayin nishar hamiyat v'ikal lememar samoch mi'uta v'cheskas hamamon.
Right. So in case of kad versus chavis, you can say there's a rov, there's a miyat, and then we employ the principle of samoch mi'uta v'cheskas hamamon. The miyat plus the fact that they're chazaka gives, plus the fact that their mufsak gives them a upper hand over the rov when it comes to mamonis, and therefore we don't say that you go bust of the rov dini mamonis. Yes, question.
On the note on the bottom that you pointed out.
Yes. So this is the kasha that's been bothering Avi since yesterday. He throws a good tainus, but the Sheish Schweitzer's kasha is a good kasha. Why don't you say Mokzok and Miyot by, or at least Mokzok by Nefashos?
Yeah.
The guy has his life, he's the owner of his own life. Say he's Mokzok.
Not really. No, he's not really the owner of his
own life. Oh, you want to say a philosophical part?
Yeah,
that we're just, we're just temporarily in charge of our bodies, temporarily watching our bodies. Like, Nice. What's the Mokzok again? Like a cleaner?
Or like a cleaner.
Like a cleaner? You bring your to the cleaners and you get it back. We're supposed to be like a cleaner. We're supposed to give it back as good as we got it or better. So, no? I thought that's where you're going.
Yeah, but that's B'day Shemayim. We're talking about Misa B'day.
No, that's what he's talking about. He's speaking philosophically. That we're not really...
Yeah, Simon's speaking philosophically.
Yes. He missed the Q&A this week. He's trying to make up for it.
I'm all about philosophy.
Go ahead.
I don't get what's wrong.
No, what Avi's saying is that maybe the philosophical approach is not the best to answer up the halachic problems.
Well, I read Aristotle anyway.
Right, all right.
Aristotle agreed with my take on this.
What?
It's all being recorded.
Yeah, it's all being recorded. I didn't say anything inappropriate yet.
Go ahead. Simon Dasher.
Oh, it's a good thing we stopped the recording for that inappropriate comment.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Venera,
always the wise guy, Hirschman.
Thank you. Venera. Venera, de ina kusha, de lo shaychat, to una tanit muchzak, el bedine mamon.
Good. So now Rav Achan's going to answer up the kasha that's been bothering you. He said, I'll tell you why it's not a taina. Because there's no such thing as muchzak by nefashos. Why not? Are you in Beis now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Osbeis. Simon Hay Osbeis. Shadinhu bein adam lechaveru. Aval bedine nefashos.
In other words, that the din of muchzak is going to be effective. It's going to have some significance, some meaning, where by dine mamonis, where the dispute is bein adam lechaveru. Right? You say I owe you $100. I say you don't know. I don't owe you $100. That's between two mortals.
This is where my problem comes.
I'll tell you your problem comes. Just keep reading your problem.
Aval bedine nefashos shahadin hu bein adam lamakom lo shayach.
Now you're talking about now you're talking about bein adam l'makom, and what are you going to say, mukzak? I have a taina on my body against God's taina on me.
But it's not God's taina.
I keep reading. Just keep reading a little bit. Come on.
Lechem atzino de besafik mitzvah she bein adam l'chaveru kigon be matnos kahuna. Amrinan ha ma'anos kahuna.
Okay, good. V'chem atzino de besafik mitzvah she be bein adam l'chaveru. Now you have a mitzvah that's bein adam l'chaveru, and now you have some kind of suffik. Kigon be matnos kahuna. Amrinan. Nice. That's a good one. Good. Avi Hirschman correctly points out it. Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. The person who's trying to make the claim, he has the one that has the burden of proof. Good. So keep going.
Did you really say that?
I looked it up.
Go ahead.
Ubisafik nidre gavua.
Nidre gavoha.
Nidre gavoha. Hochim le hachmir. Kimavuar be menachos.
Right, so there we go. Chumra. We don't say amotzi mechaveru olav haraya. We say no. We're going to assume the chumra.
Kufav.
Kav chumra.
Kav chumra. Yeah, of course. Kav chumra gabe pirashti.
Start
over thing. Yeah. The inu ma pirashti.
Kav chumra. What?
Right. It doesn't make sense. No. Weirdest abbreviations.
Daf kufav. Gabi Pirashi v'ini yodei ma Pirashi, where a person says, I know I specifically said something, I just don't remember what I said. V'lo mina hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya. Why? Hatam v'gabi gavoha. When we're talking about kodshim, there's no muchzor klal. Right? A guy says, I might have consecrated something to Hector. I did consecrate something to Hector, so I just don't remember what. Then you go to chumro. We don't say, well, hamotzi mechaveru olav haraya. Why not? Because we don't say muchzor By hektish, ain't other muksa klal lo begufo lo bemamono. A person is not, so to speak, the owner of his guf or his mamon when it comes to relationship vis-a-vis him and hektish vis-a-vis him and shemayim. Lefize hadim mahan yitanis muksak besafek shechror in el inyan dinei mamon. In other words, the concept of muhzak is only going to be effective in the realm of mamonus. Aval lo lahatir bevaschorin rather. Daimash kasa b'shitim mekabetes per kamadir dafain hay binyan safek mumin lagabi gate. So basically, what Rav Chanan is doing is bringing you certain rayas to show you that the concept of muhzak has no effect. It's no real tokef. When we're talking about matters of nefashos, person is not muhzak lo begufo lo mamono when you're talking about hektish. It only has effect, it only operates in the realm of bein adam lechaveru. And you'll ask me why that is?
Wait.
Yes.
What's the term muhzak mean again?
You can't say I'm the owner of my body and therefore I have more of a right over my body than hektish.
It has to be between two people you dispute ownership of a thing.
Right.
You don't think that makes sense?
Philosophically or
logically?
Logically?
No, he's arguing for his life against some guy who's arguing for his life also.
I'm sorry, repeat it, because he said for his life with different
terms. Against, he means someone.
Beeston wants his life.
Right.
And he wants his life too.
But that's what it's saying. It's not, Beeston's not a person.
No, it's
someone.
Saying,
if someone else saying, comes across
we've said
says
all these,
he,
we've said all these times that Beeston is just one entity.
But
right?
They don't count as a person, they're the judges.
Okay, but
in the other case,
look at the other cases.
Two people arguing.
Look at the
hektish
cases. Don't look at the drastic case of Misa. Look at the case of hektish. The time in between possibility that you owe something to hektish and the possibility that you don't. You're gonna go to chumra. You'll say I'm muhzak. No, there's no such thing as muhzak when you deal with hektish.
You can only be muhzak if you have two people coming before Beisdin. You can't have one guy coming.
Muhzak only operates where the playing field is such that it's A versus B, but not where it's you versus hektish. Where it's you versus Shemayim, you don't get to use.
But it's not really
no
versus Shemayim.
It is.
It's versus Beisdin.
No, Beisdin is judging between you and someone. And if
Misa is not Dinei Mamonis. Misa is not between you and another litigant.
Yeah, it's between you and Beis Din in this case.
No.
If it's
Misa
Beis Din just meets out God's rules.
They're not
God's
your
laws.
Adversary.
That's right. It's not you versus Beis Din.
It's not you versus U.S. government.
Right, I was going to say. It's like in a criminal case.
And
it's
in
U.S.
That case, it's not
city of New York versus so-and-so. Right?
And that's also different. Like, the judges still don't count.
They're representing they're representing
justice.
The people.
They are
for the people. But in Mumna's case, it's you against someone else. It's you versus Daniel Simon. Okay, there you can say you're a muhzak. Can't say I'm muhzak when the other bar pluta is Shammai. That's just the rule. The muhzak doesn't work in those cases.
Try and tell God that you've got muhzak.
I don't know.
You're asking me.
You're not
we're trying to tell you what. You're asking why.
I know. I'm trying to formulate into.
No, I'm saying I could just I could explain to you and I could show you
Raya
is that Mutzlach doesn't work in the realm of Shemayim cases.
You're not against the Beit Din.
Right? No, but now you're asking why it is? Okay, so maybe there's an aspect of Hashgach,
you
know, philosophy.
Only works if you
and
Mutzlach
is not a tool that you could use when you're arguing versus. Versus Shemayim, it's not a Taina.
But are you arguing against Shemayim? Even in those cases? Like, it's not against Shemayim. It's just
I mean
like,
against.
What
it's,
if
not
I,
it's not rebelling.
But
I don't
like
mean
when you
that
say
way.
Against, that could make him think, oh, well, I can use Muksah. But like, it's not really against. The only time you're against.
Do I or do I not owe this thing to the Mikdash?
Right.
So that's not a.
That's all on you. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all on the one person coming in front of Beit Din. Versus if it comes, two people come in front of Beit Din, that's when Muksah.
Oh, that's a different way of looking at it. Does that make it more palatable for you?
Can you repeat it?
So
he wants to say, wait, oh, I'm sorry, yeah. No. Saying that in a case where I have a bar plukta, in a case where there's two litigants, then I could use mukzak because that's something that I have over the other party who's making a claim on me. But where there's no other party to make a claim on me, it says, do I or do I not have to do this thing klape shmaya, meaning am I chayv misa, or do I have to give this thing to hektish? It's all a question on what is my obligation. And there I can't use muksak. Exactly. I can't use muksak to show, to argue against. There's a weight of evidence that's suggesting that I owe X, or I owe Y, or I'm chayav X, I'm chayav Y. There I can't use muksak. Again, you ask me why. I'm not telling you why I'm just telling you what it is.
It can't work. You can't be muhzak against yourself.
What do you mean against yourself?
Against another person. Like when there's two litigants.
Right.
If it's just you,
and the question,
there's no ability to use muhzak.
Yeah, but you're just restating why.
But it is why. It makes sense.
You mean you're saying muhzak just can't operate.
It can't operate
where
against
you are
yourself.
The,
it's just you.
Right. Okay.
You know?
I think that was...
You get it?
I think that was the lashon over here of the Kuntres HaSfekos when he writes, "Bedini mamunas ika lameimar ha'emed mamun becheskes mori masha enki bedini nefashos shehu atzmo nidon." Maybe that's what he means. That with who atzmo nidon, he is the sole question. It's not is your claim better than my claim. It's what's the claim on you? Is that what you're saying? Okay, yeah, Zach. That's a perfect example. I'm not saying I'm muktzak. I'm saying here I have to do something else to prove that I have a good claim. What is that? I have to use a shvua. I'm not bringing muktzak. I'm not saying, listen, I'm in the possession of this thing. I'm not in the possession of this thing anymore.
So by claiming muktzak, you're claiming
I have the upper hand.
You have more evidence.
What's that?
You have more sound.
Right. I have. That's different. Right, I think that's different.
And therefore you should believe it.
That's right. That apparently I can do. But muhzak is basically just saying, listen, because I'm in possession, so there's a rebuttable presumption that I'm correct. You can't necessarily say that by whether or not you're chayv misa. Since I'm in possession of my life, there's a rebuttable presumption that I still have a right to my life. Right? Right? You're not going to say that necessarily. But where I have the money in my hand, or I have the item in my hand, there I could say there's a rebuttable presumption that I own this. And that I have it by right. I'm not going to say that by my life.
I see it, but I don't know. For some reason, I'm just not so happy.
Bothering you? All right.
Yeah, bothers me a little too.
Follows you also?
I don't get what's bothering you.
High five. Virtual high five.
Off now? Now let's work our way back. I'd like to get through the last two mahalchim before we have to stop, if we can. I know, but...
Oh, so we can just keep going.
I have a passenger upstairs again.
An ailing individual.
What's that mean?
He's a what?
Vinir Lahazbir, another mahalach. Who's reading? Nir Lahazbir.
Vinir Lahazbir. Vinir Lahazbir, Tirutzim Shoah.
Kuf Tzai Tes. Kuf Tzai Tes. Vinir Lahazbir. Second mahalach. Should we have the clock moved over here? I feel bad everyone has to crane their necks to see what time it is.
No, there's a clock over there. There's a clock right there. We can just lean back.
Not just you. Not just you. Go ahead.
Venira lahazbir.
Venira lahazbir.
Tirutzam, shahatosvos, b'mash echilku bein rov dayanim, mishar rove.
Ba'ofen acher.
Ba'ofen acher.
A second mahalach, a second approach, right? The first approach was that rove rove makes no more miyut by bezdin, as opposed to kad versus chavis, where there is a rove and there is a miyut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to give a different mahalach. What's a different mahalach?
D'bechol shar rove ta'alma.
Nice. D'bechol shar rove ta'alma, top of the second column. And all other types of rove, i.e. chavis versus kad, kad versus chavis.
Kigon berov desugyan.
Desugyan.
Desugyan. D'halokeh chavis mechavero. D'hamocher toein shenis kavet, shenis kavno, l'kad.
They say we contracted for a kad.
Right.
The mocher. Because he wants more for his money.
I like how he's just towing, like he forgot.
Right? No, he's claiming.
Oh, really? That's what towing is?
Towing means like claiming. Towing means claim.
Then what would be...
Toev makes a mistake?
Okay, fine. Yeah. V'halokeach.
Go ahead.
I don't know why I looked. V'halokeach. Towing shenis kavno l'chavis.
Niskavnu.
Niskavnu l'chavis. Damrinan ruba karule l'kada. Kada v'hamiyuta... Karele chavisa. Hine behach rov dekada.
So everyone understands so far what he's saying? Saying over here, you have one, the mocha is making his taina, the kohen is making his taina, each one what's in his best interest. Okay? Hine behach rov dekada vechavisa. In this realm, the rov versus miyat. There are really these populations that exist. There is a miyat in terms of what they say, and there's a rov in terms of what they say. Yes?
I'm not following that last.
This rov and this miyat, everyone exists. Each one exists, and everyone agrees that they exist. The miyat agrees to the existence of the rov, and the rov agrees to the existence of the miyat. In Bezdin, when the rov says something, they say, no, the miyat, there's no miyat here. They're totally wrong. There is no miyat. But the rov acknowledges the miyat, and the miyat acknowledges the rov. The question is just, what was the intention when we made this agreement?
All right?
That's right.
Rak deze rov deze miyat.
Right.
Masha inkin gabe dayanim leka lishnei hatzadadim shel shnei hapsakim. But olam dehare kushta
kushta de milsa
kushta de milsa derech tzad aleph yachol lihos tzodek.
I
did it again.
Yes.
Derech tzad aleph yachol lihos tzodek.
Lihos tzodek. Right. Only one side, as far as halachic is concerned, could be right. In terms of Bezdin's purview, in terms of Bezdin's sock, in terms of what Bezdin can produce, Bezdin can only produce one. One psak. They can't say, listen, there's two psakim here, we're going to pick one. When Bezdin produces a psak, it's the psak. There is no second psak that sort of runs concurrently with the first psak. Only one is psak. Lachain
bezeh im neleich basa harov hare shehamiyot ke mandalese de alkorcha shetoin.
Right, look, basically, as far as Bezdin's concerned, as far as the rov is concerned, the miyat is mistaken, and therefore they are swallowed up by the rov. You follow?
Mm-hmm. B'chi ha'gavna, yesh
le'ech ha'rov. And therefore, you go bas a rov.
Mashenkin.
Good.
Bekada.
We're now on the top Chavisa. Of. Now on the top of page Reish. Top of page Reish.
Second line.
Second line.
Mashenkin bekada vechavisa afilu im neleich basar harov ein ze soser hamiyot da afilu lefi harov ikamiyot shekarele achar.
Right, there is a rov. There is a rov here, as far as the meat is concerned. And there is a meat as far as the rov is concerned. So therefore, in those types of cases, what?
The rov is not, the rov doesn't overtake the meat.
That's right. The rov does not overtake the meat. The rov does not swallow up the meat. The rov does not make the meat command the lese. The rov does not make the meat as though it's not existent. A sweatshirt and a scarf. Right? Go ahead.
L'chein, ein rov zeh machriya leleich acharav.
Right, this rov doesn't require that we go after it. Why? Because you have mir and chazaka. Mir and chazaka trump rov, apparently, in Dinei Mamonos. Unlike the rov in Bezdin, which basically says the mir is nothing. This rov doesn't work that way. Mashen kim rov dekad vechavi. I'm sorry, I skipped a part.
V'yishlomar, does zehu kavanas
chilu kehem?
Chilu kehem.
Who's chilu kehem?
The chiluk between the
chiluk of Tosos. Tosos is chiluk.
Okay. Okay, fine. Shal Tosos. Nice. Clever. B'tirutzam.
The chiluk that they made in their teretz.
De b'dayanim harov soser hamiyot.
I think
v'chenim tzaleel.
That's why you go bas the rov over there.
V'zehu adin the rov be
v'chol
Torah. Mas ein kein be rov de kada v'chavisa ein harov soser hamiyot ela hamiyot adayin b'mkomo omed.
Right, the rov over here doesn't swallow up the miyot.
They stand independently.
That's rov and miyot, and therefore now we have a question: do I go? Sorry, do I go after the rov or do I not go after the rov? No, I don't go after the rov because the miyot.
Because
the miyot joins up with the. The miyot joins up with the. What did I say?
With the rov.
The chazaka. Sorry, the miyot and the muchzok join up to go against the rov. Right?
Right, they can. No, they can stand independently, no?
Yeah, but I'm saying now you have miyot plus muchzok.
Is that
and that's like, why ain hochen achar mamam berov, ain hochen achar rov mamam. Sorry,
but it's saying you could go after rov.
Though there is a rov to speak of, and there is a miyot, but you don't go after rov because this rov acknowledges the miyot, as opposed to the rov of Bezdin, which says there is no miyot.
Which means wait, in the Bezdin we're saying that
we're saying we're not really going after rov.
You're really going after rov.
No, you're not really going after rov because there's really no miyot. Well, you would be potentially going after the
muchzak. You could.
If the rule was different, you could. But you don't because, right, because
so you really only go after muchzak. Like, there is a rove, but it's the rove would
rove is not strong. Rove is not strong enough to defeat muchzak.
Because whichever one has muchzak wins. So, like, if the rove has muchzak, it's going by the muchzak, not the rove. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Third sheet, third mahalach. Let's get there. We're in the home stretch now, okay? Third mahalach.
Ba'o nira l'chalek le'ha amin.
Lahamis,
the covenant tirutzam shahatimus. The shiny ha, the rov dayanim she'in ha rov kineged hamuchzak.
By the case of dayanus, the rov is what is not really against a muchzak.
It's just against the mir.
Well, keep reading this.
Okay. De'ein motzien me'ha muchzak. De'bidayanim yesh lomar she'ein ha'safik be'guf ha'mamon. Rak de'cholkim ha'dayanim b'pshat shahad b'ha'torah. Ma'hi ha'alacha.
Right, now they're arguing on what the halacha should be. Okay.
V'rak de'me'mela al'yidei
piskam
b'pshat b'ha'torah no'ge'a la'ha'mamon.
Now this happens to be that there's going to be a fallout. There's going to be a consequence. Whatever they decide is the pshat or is the psak, so there's going to be a consequence in terms of whether A plays B or not.
Right, it's not a direct cause. It's not like, you're not in direct, you know, contact
with the muchzak. It's attenuated, Right? It's separated from the exactly. They're not sticking their hands into the pocket of the muhzar.
Right?
About, they're discussing what is the halacha.
About be'etzem eino al hamamon.
Right.
V'chein ein rov zeh k'neged hamuchzar klal.
The rov of the dayanim, in terms of deciding what the psak is not really butting up against the muhzak and his money.
Right.
Go ahead. Rock.
Rock.
Mamsi psak halacha.
K'neged hamuchzak.
It happens to be that this bezin produced a psak, and the psak, as it turns out, is not in the favor of the muhzak.
V'chein hochin bezeh achar harov. De'eino k'neged muhzak.
So he wants to say, here you have rov and you have muhzak, but this rov is not really against the muhzak. You follow? Yeah.
But why can't we say that by Misa's based in then?
What do you mean?
Why can't we say that by Misa cases?
What do you mean?
V'lo dami listam rov b'mamon she k'neged muhzak hu delo amrinan.
Delo amrinan, like our case. Kad versus Chavis, Chavis versus Kad. There you have a rov, and you have a muhzak, and you have the case of mamonis. That's the rov trying to go against the muhzak.
The dugma l'davar ma shepsak harambam.
Good.
The perek tez zayin mehocho sanhedrin. Something
halachavav.
Bedin ad aleph. Bedin eid aleph.
Eid.
In echad.
Echad.
Ne'eman b'isurin. De afal pi she'ein.
Eid.
Eid echad ne'eman l'chayev adamalkos.
Even though that's true, even though an eid echad can't create a situation where someone else is going to be chayiv in malchus.
Mikol makom iser shehuchzak afilu al pi eid echad lokin alav im ochlo b'pnei beiz edim.
Right, iser shehuchzak al pi eid echad. If the iser is such that was established by eid echad, you will give malchus im ochlo b'pnei beiz edim. I'll be honest, I didn't look up this case, I don't know exactly what he's talking about. But let's read right there and see what he says.
Alpha P Yisod Hamalkos who
Alpi Eid Echad.
Who
even though the fee of a Malkus here seemingly was produced by the Eid Echad, Mikomakom
Lohayid Ha Eid Echad Al Hamalkos.
Gufa.
Rak Shehuchzak Ha Isser Al Yado.
Now let's just say I say this piece of meat that I have is treif, right? I say it's treif. Now what happens? Now someone comes along and eats it in front of two other edim, and those two edim say, "Yeah, we saw Ploni eat that piece of meat."
That's
right. Understand? They didn't know anything about the status of the meat. They said we saw him eat that piece of meat. Now it happens to be that I'm the one that established it as being treif. Follow?
Mm-hmm.
Eid Echad, I say it's Aser. Let's come on. Eid Echad, I say it's Aser. So now you have Malkus that's being meted out, ultimately because of a chain of events that I started as an Eid Echad, but I cannot be the one to create Malkus. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he wants to say. Same thing over here.
So the Eid Echad is enough to call the train?
That's the rule, yes.
But if someone now comes and eats it,
if he does it in front of two Edom, then he's going to be chayev.
It's a chain. Eid Echad says it's treif.
All I did is I basically made it treif. Yeah. Right now, when he eats it in front of two Edom, those two Edom have the ability to be chayev and malchus.
Sure. How does that
a chiddush? It's not a chiddush. As he's saying, that's the same thing over here. When it comes to the dayanim just make the psak. Right? They're arguing over the pshat, or the halacha. But be'etzem, what they're doing is not directly affecting that guy's situation. We're in a bezin, we're discussing what's the halacha. Okay. Now, the havdil, like you have a secular court. Secular court has a case, and you're right, usually the case is being discussed because of a particular fact pattern. But that case later is going to be used as a precedent to affect someone else. Right? You're going to bring me to court, I'm going to say, whoa, Your Honor, there's a precedent here. There's another case that was decided last week, A versus B, and this court held for A. basically my situation is exactly like A's situation. So I should have the same outcome as he had. Now, did that court consider my specific situation? Did they go into D's pocket? No. Same thing over here. Bezdin decides what's the halacha. That Rove is involved in that process. That's it. But Rove over here is not coming outside of Bezdin. Rove is not going into the pocket of the bar plukta or to the Baal Din to take money out of his pocket. So Rove essentially is never meeting up with Muchzak. That's what this last Mahalach wants to say. That there's never Rove versus Muchzak.
So there's Muchzak, you just go by Muchzak.
That's right. That's why in Holchanach Rove. The zekid debayanu inyan dayanim sheinim al guf hamamon rak al hadin the raksha idei ze no geya le guf hamamon the hochzak the tzarich in lachor lama lo neis la kuntres hasfekos le beis drachem elu biyad deviatesis vidov. He says, I don't know why the kuntres hasfekos didn't give these latter two answers instead of just the first answer. I don't know why that's a kasha, but
tzarich in lachor lama lo nachis ha kuntres hasfekos. Le beis drachim
elu
bebiur debeatos.
All right. So in the footnote, the grandson tries to explain maybe why the Kuntres HaSfekos didn't like these two other mahalchim. So just quickly to review the three mahalchim to recap. The first mahalach was that of the Kuntres HaSfekos, that the miyut is mavatol its das to the rove. Unlike what happens with Kad versus Chavis. Right? Kad versus Chavis, it's not shaykh to say the same type of thing, because there is a miyut and there is a rove. The miyut never is maskim to the rove. I don't say, well, since you guys are the majority, so therefore I agree that no one calls this a Chavis and no one calls that a Kad. Right? This is in the case of Bezdin versus regular Rove. I'm trying to understand why the Rove works within Bezdin for Mamonos, but doesn't work for Shar in Yanei Mamonos outside of Bezdin.
And the examples that we're learning from are Nefashos.
No, we're not talking about Nefashos now. Just talking about Bezdin versus the rest of Dine Mamonos. The second Mahalach that he gives here is that by other types of rove, like our rove, what's happening? There really is a discernible rove in miyut. There really is a discernible rove in miyut. Unlike what happens in Bezdin. See, the Kuntres HaSfekos says that the miyut is moda to the rove. And that doesn't happen in the case of Kad versus Chavis. The second Mahalach is a little bit different, but he's saying that there really exists a Rove and a Miyut, as opposed to in Bezdin, where there is no existence of a Miyut. Right? Harisha Miyut Kamandalese. Because we say that there can only be one Psak. So because Bezdin can only produce one Psak, that Miyut ceases to exist as a significant entity. There is no Miyut as far as Bezdin is concerned. It's similar to the first Mahalach. And then the third mahalach that he gives is a little bit different, and that is that Rove here really never leaves Bezdin. The Rove has a similar approach, right? Rove never really leaves Bezdin. What does Rove do? Rove simply is something that Bezdin uses to come up with the psak, to come up with the pshat. But once that psak leaves Bezdin, Rove is no longer involved in touching anyone's money. It's the psak that's doing it. It's not Rove versus Muchzak. It's Din versus Muchzak. Okay? Again, I think they're fairly similar to the three Mahalchim that we saw in the Rav. They're all slightly different from one another, but very similar to those that we stated previously. And as far
general
as...
General idea.
Yes, Captain. Okay? All right, so we'll be another next week. We'll move on to the new Sugya.
What was the second one again?
The second one over here? Yeah.
Wasn't this
no one mentioned the Ruach HaKulah. That was Reb Chaim's Lashon, Ruach HaKulah.
Okay.
But over here, his second Mahalach is that there really is a Rove and there really is a Miyut. And everyone agrees, the Miyut agrees that there is a Rove and the Rove agrees that there's a Miyut. But when it comes to Din, Bezdin doesn't say, well, we really accept the miyut. No, they can't accept the miyut. They say the miyut's totally wrong. So the miyut ceases to be discernible. And that's why Rove operates in the realm of Bezdin, but Rove doesn't necessarily operate as between two people litigating a contested fact in their contract.
So this is that there is a miyut and there is a Rove, but the Rove creates the Pesach.
No, it's a little different. That in Bezdin there really is no more miyut. In Bezdin there's no more miyut.
In fact, this is case two, right? You just said a minute ago that there is a discernible Rove and miyut.
In Kad versus Chavis. Not in Bezdin.
Wait, did you say discernible or indiscernible?
Discernible. In Kad versus Chavis, I agree that majority of people say this. I just happen to be in the minority. In Bezdin, the Dayanim who are in the Rove, they don't say, yeah, we know that there's another opinion. There's no other opinion as far as Bezdin's concerned.
So this is different than Novak like the Das.
That's right.
Okay. This is to say that there is not a discernible view.
In Bezdin. That's right. All right?
See what the clock says.
Yoni, got that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll stop here. Gentlemen, have a good day. Have an easy and meaningful fast. And we're learning tomorrow if you want to join us. Yeah.
Okay.
You around?
Yeah.
11:15. 11:15. 1115.
I got it.